Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today, what we're going to be making is a really simple recipe, but also a very good one and one of my favorites, hamburger stroganoff. And this one is one of my mom's recipes that I'm doing. Now, this is a really simple stroganoff. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it goes really well both by itself or with some other kind of side dish. You might want to try a green vegetable or something, because there's not a lot of vegetables in this one, but it's also a very good standalone. So what we're going to need today is you're going to need about a half a cup of a minced onion, and that's probably around a third of a regular sized onion. Might be a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on the size, but you're only going to want about a half a cup. And then one clove of garlic. You're going to need a quarter of a cup of butter, and that's equal to about to one half of a stick. You're going to need a pound of ground beef or other kind of ground meat, like you could use venison or something like that. I'm using beef. You're going to need just a little bit of flour, about 2 teaspoons, a half a teaspoon of salt. Then you're going to need either 1 pound of fresh mushrooms or a 4 ounce can of cut mushrooms. And I'm going to be using a 4 ounce can because it is slightly easier. But if you want to use fresh mushrooms or you have access to those, you're going to want about a pound of that. Then you're going to need 1 can of cream of chicken soup. And then lastly, a cup of sour cream. And then you're also going to want some form of base for it. And that's usually a grain. Typically, I do some form of egg noodles that you can just buy at a supermarket. But today I'm going to be using rice as the base. But you can find whatever works for you. I'm going to be doing rice, egg noodles, if you have pasta noodles on hand. Anything you have on hand will work well. But let's get our stuff out. You're also going to be needing tools, you're going to need a large pan to saute and brown your meat and your onions. You're going to need some form of spatula to mix that up. You're also going to want a large sharp knife. I'm going to be using a chef's knife just to mince up your garlic and onions. And then you're going to want a pot of some sort to cook whatever your base is going to be. I'm going to be using a large pot for rice. Whatever you have on hand will work. But now, with that out of the way, let's get our stuff out and let's get cooking. Alright, so once we get everything set out, what we're going to want to do is we're going to go ahead and put our butter into our pan and put it on low heat. Only about a 1 or a 2, because we're going to use that butter to saute our onions and our garlic in. So we need it melted, but because we haven't cut our onion yet, we're going to let it just start to melt, and then we'll pump up the heat once we have everything finished. So we're going to go over to our cutting board and our knife, and you can do this in either order. I'm going to go ahead and get our garlic minced. So the recipe calls for 1 clove. I'm going to be using just a little bit more because I have a little bit extra. But what you're going to want to do, cut off the ends. Make sure you don't have any of that stem left over. And I'm going to do that for all of those. So that brown area that you broke off the garlic from, you're going to want to cut that off. Cut off the top stem as well. And then garlic has a really thick layer, protective skin layer on the cloves. So you're going to want to make sure you peel that off, because that is not going to taste well. It is not going to taste well at all. It shouldn't hurt you, but the texture is going to be all off. And then this, we have to be careful, especially with garlic, because it's such a small thing. But whenever we're cutting, we need to go in a circular motion. So press. What I've learned is make a claw, and that way you keep your fingertips away from the knife. And just push down and forward, lift it up and bring it back, and keep going in that circular motion.
And once again, you have to make sure you're keeping your fingertips away from that sharp knife. Then once you cut that, go the other way. So you'll have slices in one way. Now go and slice against it the other way. And you'll have these extremely small little pieces. And this takes practice. I'm not that good at it right now, but it just takes practice. But those small little cubes are what we mean by mincing something. So just make sure, I'm now going on to the larger piece. Just make sure when you're cutting, you go in those circular motions. And speed, especially when you're learning, speed is not important. The most important thing, especially when you're learning, is to be safe. The speed is going to come over time. So you need to focus not on mincing this quickly right now, but you gotta focus on mincing this safely. Because cooking becomes a lot less fun when you're missing a finger. Just keep going in that circular motion. If you have some bigger pieces still like I do, just run through it again until you get a lot of those small pieces. You want them as small as you can, because you don't want super large pieces of garlic. Then you just get a bite that's full of garlic and nothing else. But if they're a little bit bigger than normal, that's okay. Next, we're going to go ahead, now that our garlic is minced, we're going to take our cutting board, and I'm going to just scrape those little pieces of skin off our cutting board into the trash, clean off our knife to where the only thing left on the board is that minced garlic that we're going to add. And we're leaving that on there because now we're going to peel our onion. Let's get our onion out. And let's go check on our butter really quick. And it's starting to melt. So we just want to rub it along the pan. Make sure the butter stays over the heat so it melts and also we don't mess up our pan. Next, we're going to take our onion on the cutting board. Cut off the top and the bottom. Because that will get rid of those hard parts for it, and this will make it a lot easier to peel. There are a lot of ways to peel an onion, but what I do is I cut off the top and bottom, and then I make a slight incision along the first layer of the onion, and then I use that incision and just peel off that top layer of onion. Now, this does make you get it to where you throw away a little bit of the onion, but it also ensures that all the skin is off. So this is an easy way to do it. It's not the most efficient way. You can figure out how you do it, but you want to do it by yourself. But then we just take that scrap and throw it away, and we have our peeled onion. Now, we're only going to need about a half a cup. So what we're going to do, I'm going to cut about a third of the onion off. And we'll see where we go from there. So I have about a third to a quarter of the onion. And sort of like the garlic, what we're going to do, we're going to make sure our fingers are out of the way. And just start cutting in that circular motion. Push down and forward, bring it up and back. Down and forward, up and back. And just keep going on that rhythm until we get a bunch of thin slices of onions. Once we have that, clean off our knife. And this is not super clean, but now we're going to go along the other way and cut the onion from our strips into nice little cubes. And those will cook a lot faster. The smaller they are, the faster they're going to cook. So we're going to cut that. And once we have them minced a little bit, we're going to take a measuring cup and just see how much we have. Now, make sure, if you're using your knife like I am, make sure you're being incredibly careful because you don't want to cut yourself. You want to make sure you're using a sharp knife because sharp knives will decrease the number of accidents. But if you do get cut, it's going to hurt a lot more. So I have just under a half a cup. And so I'm going to mince just a tiny bit more. But you'll notice, especially if you're new to this and weren't ready for it, your eyes are going to start to burn. And that's just what happens from cutting an onion. And you can actually alleviate that by wearing some form of goggles, because that keeps... I don't remember what chemical is released by the onion when you cut it, but that keeps it out of your eye. And another thing you can do is you can actually chew gum, and that'll help keep your eyes from watering. But just get about as close to a half a cup of onions as you can. If you get a little bit over, that's all right. If you get a little bit under, that's all right. I'm just taking small little slivers until I get about a half a cup. But once you get a half a cup, I'll do this. All right, I've just got about half a cup. I'm going to get a little bit more. And so you'll notice you do have a lot of onion left over. If you're making a double or triple recipe of this, you can use more of that onion. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get just a little container and save this onion so I can use it for some other recipe. Or you can use it for something like a hamburger topping, anything you want. But once I've got our half a cup, so I'm going to go back to my butter, and I'm going to turn up the heat to medium. And that's going to get that eye nice and hot for sauteing this. And I'm just going to get my container and put that. We want to seal our container so the onion smell doesn't get all in the fridge, and so that you keep the onion fresh longer. But pop it in some kind of sealed container and just put it in the fridge for something else. Then let's go back. Let's make sure our pan is heating up, and we're going to make sure our butter's all melted. I'm going to go ahead and add everything. If the butter's not completely melted, that's all right. It'll melt extremely quickly. So go ahead, let your butter melt for just a second more if it's not quite done. And if it is, go ahead and add your onions and garlic. But so once the butter melted, that means it's hot, and your pan will continue to heat up a little bit more. Right now I have it on medium. I'm going to bump it up to about a 7.5. Then go ahead, dump your onions in there. Make sure you get as much as you can. Then we're going to go over the same thing with our garlic. So we're going to go ahead and start sauteing and cooking these. And then this is what we're actually going to cook our meat in. So whenever you're browning meat, a lot of the times you're also going to brown it with sauteed onions, because that just increases the flavor and gets that nice flavor in there. But make sure you spread out your onions and garlic on the bottom of the pan, and they'll cook more even. Depending on how hot you have your stove, they're going to cook faster or slower. Now, we don't have to have it completely cooked. We just want the onions to start to get translucent before we add the meat in there. Because you'll notice onions don't brown immediately. They first off start to turn translucent. And that's when we're going to go ahead and add our meat. But I'm going to put it back down to about a 7. And I'm just going to let those onions cook for a second before I mix them up again. And now is actually a good time if you want to go ahead and clean stuff. I am just going to clean off my knife really quick because we're not going to need it anymore. But any time you can take and wash some dishes, even if it's just one or two, that's less you have to do later. But my stove looks like it's a little bit hot, so I'm going to put it back down to about a medium. And then we're going to start here in just a second. Getting that nice onion and garlic smell. That's exactly what you want. And it's going to smell delicious as that keeps cooking. If we look, our onions are starting to get a little translucent. That's because we have not a lot of onions and a lot of heat. So this, because they're smaller, they'll also cook faster, but we're gonna let this cook for just a second more, and then we're gonna go ahead and add our ground beef. But you also wanna make sure it's not too hot, because if it's too hot, you're gonna burn something. Right now, we're looking pretty good. Just make sure. These won't take long, so you want to make sure you're monitoring them, because you don't want these onions to burn. Otherwise, you're going to have a burnt taste just throughout your stroganoff. We're going to start browning our meat here in a minute. And once we start our meat, we're probably going to start our rice soon. The good thing about noodles, like I said, I will normally use egg noodles, but right now I'm using rice because that's what I have on hand. But the good thing about rice and stuff as a base is you can cook it earlier. And if it's not finished, if it finished cooking before this is over, you can just let it sit on the heat. And it'll, as long as you don't have too high of a heat, it'll just sit there and be done cooking and you don't have to worry about it. But look here, our onions are kind of translucent, and because they're mixed with that butter, they have a nice, almost sweet smell. But we're starting to get a little bit of browning, so what we're gonna do, I'm just gonna take my pound of ground beef and I'm just gonna slide it in there. And I defrosted mine in a microwave. So the plate I have, I'm just gonna throw that in the sink. Now, first things first, you wanna make sure you break your meat, the meat into as small a parts as possible. Now, they'll break apart more as you're cooking it, but it'll help it along if you just take your spatula and break it into small chunks. Then just kind of shake your pan down, mix it around with your onions. And if you smell it, even though the meat's just been in there for about 15 seconds and it still smells really good. Ground beef like this cooks and it smells just so incredibly good. But just keep breaking it up into small pieces and make sure you're mixing that onion in there with it. Now, while that's browning for a second, we're gonna go ahead and start our rice and water boiling. So I'm gonna be making 2 cups of rice. So with rice like this, you always need to follow your directions, but with this kind of rice, it's going to be, every cup of rice is 2 cups of water. So we're gonna go ahead and just get our 2 cups of rice. And it doesn't have to be precise, but just about 2 cups of rice. And we're just gonna pop that into our pan. Now, what we're gonna do next is we're gonna just make sure, keep turning the hamburger meat over, because we don't want it to cook too long on one side. So just keep that turning. Then we're going to, whatever eye the pot is on, we're gonna turn it up to a high heat, and then we're gonna take the pan off until we get our water. That way the eye starts to warm up, but we're not putting heat onto our rice. Now we're gonna just take and add about 4 cups of water. If you add a little bit more or a little bit less, it's not gonna affect rice that much. And if you're making some kind of noodles, the amount of water, you just want to make sure it covers it. With this, we're gonna put our 4 cups in, and we're going to put it on the heat. And we don't actually have to start a timer until the water starts to boil. But back at our ground beef, just lift it off the stove for a second if it starts getting hot. Maybe turn our temperature down a hair. And just keep breaking up those pieces. You'll see there's a little bit of browning on the outside. But if you break open some of those larger pieces, they're still pink inside. So wherever you see large chunks with pink inside, you want to break those up and get everything cooked. You also want to make sure you're starting to mix that onion and that garlic together, because you're going to get a lot of flavor just by cooking them in the same spot. But let's let that sit again for just a second. And in our rice, we're going to add a little bit of salt just for flavor. We don't want to go too overboard, but a little bit of salt just adds a little bit of flavor to our rice. And we're going to take that and just mix it up. Want to make sure water gets all throughout that rice, and we're just going to wait for it to come to a boil. And you can add butter to rice and stuff, but I'm not going to do that this time. All right. Again, just keep checking that. For my pan, it is bigger than the eye it's cooking on. So towards the edges are not going to get that direct heat. So if you see some pink around the edges of the pan, sort of bring that into the center and just keep breaking up any large pieces you find. And we're just going to keep doing this until the meat is completely browned, because we don't want any uncooked meat in there, because one, it's not going to taste good, and you can get sick from it. But just whenever you're cooking ground beef, you just want to make sure you put it in, you mix it up, and then let it sit and cook for just a minute before you keep going. Just keep chopping it up. Smaller and smaller pieces. And as you keep cooking it, it'll start to form these small clumps, and that's what you want to see, because those are easy to cook through. Just keep breaking up any large clumps you see. You'll be golden. Now make sure you scrape the edges of the pan, because sometimes your onions will get stuck up there. And that's where a good amount of your flavor is coming from. All right. Once our meat is still it's still browning a little bit. But while we're waiting for it to finish, let's go ahead and get the next things we're gonna need. So we're here in a minute, we're gonna add our flour, salt, pepper, and mushrooms. So we're gonna make sure we have all that out. Like I said earlier, I'm using canned mushrooms because they're a lot quicker and more convenient. But if you want to spend a little bit more time, if you have access to them, fresh mushrooms work very well also. I am just, because of timing, I'm just gonna use those canned mushrooms. Just keep watching the meat, make sure it's all brown, and we're almost done. Gonna have our flour, get our salt and pepper, and I'm not gonna use precise measurements on this, I'm just gonna sprinkle it in. And then we're gonna have our salt, pepper, flour, and mushrooms. So if we look, we got our meat almost completely brown. If we chop through it with our spatula, we can see there's really not any pink. Change it into a different light and check, we got nothing. So, first off, what we're going to do, we're going to take our can of mushrooms. We're going to just dump them in there. Now, before we add anything else, make sure you empty that can as much as possible. And then we're going to just mix these mushrooms in. And if you want to break them into smaller pieces, you can. But you just want to make sure you get it up as much as possible. Now, I heard my rice starting to boil, so we're gonna mix that up and let that sit for just a minute. And once we have our mushrooms mixed in with our meat, we're gonna add a little bit of flour. And we're only going to need about 2 teaspoons of flour. Which is a good thing I checked because I almost used tablespoons. But this flour is just going to act as a little bit of a thickening agent for our stroganoff. Take it and sprinkle it in. And we're going to stir it in here in just a minute. You want to make sure you have about as flat of a level as you can. And just shake it in there. And take that and mix it all in. And you'll notice any of the liquid that was in it is going to start to thicken up a little bit more. Because flour works very well as a thickening agent in this. It's not the primary thickening agent. You'll use that cornstarch and stuff for that a lot. Just stir that up. And then we're going to take our salt and pepper. You can use about a half a teaspoon of salt. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to sprinkle in salt and pepper. And if we need a little bit more in the later, we can. I'm going to sprinkle that in. I'm going to take it, mix it up. And we're going to... I'm going to turn down my heat to about a 4, mix it up, and we're going to set a timer for 5 minutes and just let that cook together. And that'll get all the flavors added together, as well as just make sure everything's cooked through. So while that's cooking, we're going to go ahead and check our rice, and our water's just starting to boil. So we're going to go ahead, turn that heat down to about a 3 or so, and we're going to put a lid on it and let that just cook. And depending on the rice, it'll take different times. For this rice, it's going to be about 15 minutes. So we need to set a timer for that as well, and that'll just be cooking in the background. Rice is a very cheap side dish or base, and we're just gonna use that as our base. Now we want to make sure we're letting our meat cook, but we've got to make sure we're still stirring it up so we don't get anything burned onto the bottom of the pan. That's very important. But while that's cooking, we can go ahead and put up the ingredients and stuff we're done using. So like, I'm gonna go ahead and put up my flour, pepper, stuff like that. So right now we're just waiting for a few minutes until that cooks, stirring occasionally. And then we'll come back once this meat is done. All right, now that our meat and mushrooms have been cooking together for about 5 minutes, we can look and everything is cooking and mixing together really nice. And it has a really nice smell to it. So what we're gonna do now, we're going to grab our can opener. We're gonna go ahead and add our cream of chicken soup. So to shake it up a little, we're going to just dump all of that into our pan. Now, cream of chicken soup is very thick, so what you're gonna wanna do, grab a silicone spatula or something and just scrape the insides, because otherwise you're gonna have a lot just left over. Get as much of that as you can. This is gonna be a good amount of our base. Are the base consistency of the stroganoff. And once you get everything, go ahead and start mixing that in again. Now, I'm gonna mix it up. Then we're going to lower our heat to about a 3 or so. We're also gonna check on our rice just to make sure everything's going smoothly. Just take, mix that up a little bit. I might have started the rice a little too early, but we'll cook it a little bit longer if necessary. Just mix that up. Make sure all that soup is mixed in with the meat and mushrooms.
Mix that all in. Then we're going to let it just sit for a minute. Make sure we get nice and consistent. Then we're just going to let it sit for just a minute. And we're going to watch and make sure it starts to bubble. Because that's what we're wanting to see. We're going to want to simmer this. So once it starts to bubble, just mix it up just a hair. Get everything mixed together just right. And when it starts to bubble, that's what we want to see. Just put it over our heat. I have it medium low. And once it starts to simmer, we're going to set a timer for about 10 minutes. And we're going to stir it occasionally, but just we want to let that soup simmer and cook everything together. So, let's go ahead. Once it starts to simmer, just watch it for about 10 minutes, and I'll be back when we're ready to start the next step. All right, so now that our soup's been simmering for about 10 minutes, the last thing we're gonna add is our sour cream. And this is gonna thicken up the consistency a little bit and also make our stroganoff a lot creamier. Let's take it, we're gonna use about 1 cup. So if you have a large can, just measure out a cup, or I'm just using a 1 cup thing of sour cream. And just once again, make sure you get as much of it out as you can. Whether you use a spatula, or I'm just using what we're using to mix the stroganoff. But just make sure you get all of it out, because this, once we get it in there, that is going to just make the stroganoff a lot thicker, creamier. And it's also gonna just tie everything together. But dump it in there and just start mixing it up. And you'll see, as it starts to warm up, it'll get a lot easier to incorporate. Just flip it over, turn it. Once we get it up to that regular consistency, we're going to, once we get everything mixed together, you'll start to see it lightening in color a lot. But once we get it up and start simmering again, that is all we're going to do. So I'm just gonna mix it up. Make sure, you can see a little bit of oil from both the butter and the chicken, the cream of chicken soup, but it's all starting to mix together. We're having this, you'll see, there's just a very, very light brown color once everything's mixed together. That's what you want to see. Go ahead, mix it up, and we're going to let it get up to temperature really quick before we try it. But it smells like sour cream. But we mix it up a little bit more and everything will start to just blend together taste-wise. Gonna bump up our stovetop just a little bit more, and we're gonna let that sit until we start to get that boiling again. And also make sure we check on our base, whether we use rice, noodles, whatever. Just make sure we're not burning any of that. Now that we've started to see those bubbles in our stroganoff, mix it up, and we're gonna give it a taste. And now that everything's cooked, we can taste it, and it should be ready to eat. And it's, once we get it nice and warmed up, tastes really good. You can barely taste the sour cream, because a lot of it is uses a consistency. You can taste the mushrooms, the meat, the cream of chicken, everything goes together really well. So you can eat it like this, but it goes a lot better on whatever base you have. But that's the stroganoff done. So thank you very much and happy cooking. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's recipe has been beef stroganoff, and that comes from one of my mom's recipes. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow us on whatever podcasting platform you use. And if you can, leave a review and share it with your friends, because that is the best way this gets around to helping more people. If you want to get more information about the show, want to get updated about future episodes, and want to be able to suggest recipes that we try later on, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. And if you want to make one of the dishes and show it off to people, you can use the hashtag #collegecookery, and that allows us to see what you've made and hopefully see other people get interested about it as well. This episode was made using the Anchor app, so if you have a podcast idea that you want to try, go ahead and check them out. But that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and happy cooking.